I'm allowed to walk there to be by the end of the tchum. Faket kol she'eni zakoy v'amirosay. If he's going on the Reisha says it's asur. So he should have said anything I can't talk about to saying and do on Shabbos. Any rishoy b'chashchosay. I'm not allowed to walk at the end of Shabbos to be there by the tchum. Me boiler. That's what he should have said. Rebalti says a loshen. I'm allowed to do it. So the chur abashol is not going on the Reisha, the Mishnah that's talking about isur. So the Mori Elo HaSeifa Koy, Enechnam, he's going on, the Seif is going on. But the Seif says it's Mutter. If you allow to walk to the end of the Tchum on Shabbos to be there, Kedei after Shabbos, you walk further to your Paradis, just to watch it. Because to watch a field, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Abo Mechashech, Hu Lishmor. You're allowed to go there just to watch a field. Memela, once you're there, or maybe Paris Biod, you're allowed to bring home ready Paris also. So that's what Abashol is going on. As if he's going on the Sefer doesn't talk about an Amira. The Sefer doesn't talk about what you're allowed to talk about. The Sefer just says what you're allowed to do. The Sefer says you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to the Tchum if your purpose is just to be able to watch your fields. So that's what the Mishnah says, Abashol should have said the Lashon like this. Anything that you're allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, you're allowed to talk about it. Because that's what the Mishnah says. And Abashol said not like that. He says a Lashon, anything you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum. So Chura, talking, the Mishnah doesn't talk about. So how come he says a Lashon, anything you're allowed to talk about? He should have said, if he's going on the Sefer about Mishnah, he should have said, anything that you're allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, you should know you're allowed to talk about it. So the Gemara is not so shver. Li'olam I'll tell you, HaSefer Koy, Enech Nami. Abashol is going on the Sefer of the Mishnah. For Abashol LaHakoy, he's going on this case. The Yomer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. I'm allowed to tell my friend, Hetzav Tzi, do me a favor and watch my peiros that's in your tchum. In other words, he comes from this city and you're from this city and you meet in the middle place, so you can both meet there. But I call upon him, you can't go to his city and I have my field in his city. So I'm allowed to tell him, when you go back to your city now, do me a favor and watch my peiros in your field, in my field there. Because that's mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to watch your field on Shabbos. And Nu Adin, he tells me back, Shmoli Peres Shabbat Chumcho, Vaniesh Mecho Peres Shabbat Chumi. And I'll instead watch your Peres at a Maitchum. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul Din. That you're allowed to talk about watching fields on Shabbos. On this now, a call, Abashul. Abashul says, Latanakamom, Mi Loi Moidis. The mutter adam loy melachaveiro shmoli peres shabbat chumcha. Aren't you?
Vani yesh melachov peres shabbat chumi. His aren't his. Where Rashi learns that the Abishol is saying to the Tanakhama, aren't you moide to this halacha that you're allowed to tell your friend to watch my peres that's in the field near your tchum, and I'll watch your peres which is in my tchum. So you see what you're allowed to say this. This is what Abishol is like asking the Tanakhama. How come you also don't say this Lashon? Like, say out the whole halacha, that whatever you're allowed to tell your friend to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to go there to the Tchum, to walk there on Shabbos also. In other words, say both halachas out. What do you just say, you're allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos? Why don't you also say this halacha, that the mele you're allowed to talk about is also on Shabbos. If anything you're allowed to go to the tchum, you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. So mele Abishol says the lashon like this, that anything you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you should know you're also allowed to go there to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. So it's for the Gemara now, klal la'atzu yamai, of a koponim, why does Abishol say lashon of a klal? What is the klal coming to be marba? So the Gemara la'atzu yamai hodatana rabon, it's coming to be marba, this that we learned. That it says what? Eimachshichim alatchum lohovi beheimo. You're not allowed to go to walk on Shabbos to the end of the tchum. Kedei that after Shabbos to be able to get your beheimo, to bring back your beheimo. Lohovi yaseh beheimo. That's the gears that we have. That what eimachshichim. You're not allowed to go there. Tosis brings down yesvorm de garsi machshichim. Some girls, if I can't, you are allowed to go there on Shabbos. Why? Like the Gemara we had before. The Feshim, Yeshom, Burganim, Hulach, Umevi, Umeviya. Since it's only a shayla of going chutz the tchum, of carrying it back. So, since it's only going chutz the tchum, see if there would have been Burganim, you're allowed to walk there. So, Mele, who adin, you're allowed to walk there on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk there now on Shabbos. But Tayyip says there is the gears like we have, Eimach Shichim. But Tayyip says you have to learn Shat. Now, what gears there is, the behemoth Shein Yechilu Love Ibraglia. We're talking about such a behemoth that can't walk. So, mainly you have to carry it. Now, that's no heter. Even on the tzad, there's no shalab going chus to tchum, but you're not allowed to carry a Baal Chai on Shabbos. It's muksa. Therefore, there's no hechatimta to bring that behemoth into the tchum. Therefore, Eimach Shichim. You're not allowed to walk there on Shabbos to be near the end of the tchum to bring your behemoth back. Let's say the behemer is outside chus letchum. You're allowed to call it, and it will come on Shabbos. And we don't have make any gzera. Maybe you go after it. That's halacha. Anything I'm allowed to say, you should know. Rishur ani lahachshech alov. I'm also allowed to go there to walk there on Shabbos to be by the end of the tchum. Umachshichim lefkoyach al iskei kala. You're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. To be able to write after Shabbos, buy things, or do things, the tzorcha kalam. The aliske hamais, who are then to take care of a mace? What lohavi loy oran? Kedai that right after Shabbos you bring back the oran for him. Reels tachrichim. Vayte v'yomrim. Now this is the chiddush. Since you're allowed to walk there, it's the same halacha v'yomrim. You're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. V'yomrim lo, you could tell your chaver. Lech l'makom pleni, go to that place. V'yim loy motzes b'makom pleni. If you're not going to find the oran or the tachrichim in that place. Habo mi mo complaini, bring it from another place. Loi matzasa bimono o habo bimosain. If you're not going to find it in order to buy it for like $100, spend $200 on it. That's not the Tanakama. You're allowed to talk about these things, and the male is since you're allowed to talk about them on Shabbos. Who are din, if it happens a mace or a kala, you're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos, today to be able to be there after Shabbos to bring back the tachrichim, or else to bring back the tzorchei kala. He holds no, you're not allowed to talk about the schum, the price on Shabbos. You're only allowed to tell him, go and bring back tachrichim after Shabbos, or bring back the tzorchei kalam. But to say how much it costs, you're not allowed to speak out the schum on Shabbos. Stop here. Now we'll learn a little halacha. We're in the middle of Simin Shin Zayin, I think Sifkot and Hay. Based on Yisrael with Shabbos, but the guy comes now on Shabbos to take out the stuff from your house, else you want to move. And the guy comes to your house on Shabbos, take out your stuff on Shabbos, that's awesome. Well, you ain't shenoisa, and there's an oinish if you do it. Why? Because since the guy is coming into your house to take out stuff from your house, it's nearer to mechzein as if you told him to do it on Shabbos. Here it doesn't help the fact you told him stam before Shabbos, come and move my chveitzim, because when he comes into your house, that's awesome. Smell the day, if you're moving, you can't have movers come into your house on Shabbos to move out the things. Hey, dovar she'enoi melocha, something that's not an issa d'iraisa. V'yenoi osa lasas b'Shabbos helu mishum shvus. It's only an issa d'rabbona to do it on Shabbos. All the shvusim. Is ikir adin hata mechabe mutil yisrael loy maleini yehudi lasas b'Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you on Shabbos. Since it's only an issa d'rabbona, it's called the shvus. By you telling a guy to do a malacha for you, it's awesome with the rabbonin. And if the malacha is only yisra the rabbonin, it's like two the rabbonins will make him. It has to be that the person is a little bit sick. He's not chole kol gufoi, or pekuach nefesh, I'm not talking about. If it's pekuach nefesh, you yourself could do it for him. And if it's chole kol gufoi, you're also allowed to do an yisra the rabbonin for him. Even a Yisrael could do it for him, according to some shittis. They're talking about stam mixas chole, the guy's a little bit sick. The guy's a little bit sick, you're allowed to tell a goy to do an issa d'rabbanan for you. Melanav kamina, if you have a little headache and you want a tea, you don't feel so good, so you're allowed to tell the goy to go across the street to bring you a tea. Since he's only carrying through a kamalus, he's not carrying through a shisrab, only through a kamalus, it's only issa d'rabbanan, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you, abi yo mikta schoili. You don't feel so good, you're in bed, and you want him to bring you something, he's allowed to bring it through the kamalus. Oy ye at tzorich, or ye at tzorich, or dover at tzorich harbi. Or else it's something that's a very big tzorich, and the Magen Avraham says it means that it's a hefsid b'mokim hefsid godol. You lose out. If you don't have this thing done for you, you'll be a big hefsid godol. That's also a hetter to tell a goy to do something for you on Shabbos. Abi, what he has to do for you is only nisa the rabbonin. It's only nisa the rabbonin, and if it's not done, it's a big hefsid, like l'moshel avais, if you have a muksa maybe outside, or you have your schoira outside and the rain is coming, it's going to get ruined, you're allowed to tell a guy to come and carry it inside. Because carrying it inside is only this is the rabbonin, and it's mutter to do, it's mokam tzorech harbi.
oy mifnei mitzvah. Or else if it's a sarach ha-mitzvah, you could also tell a goy. Ketzad, oy me Yisrael en Yehudi, v'shabes lalois bilon lahovi shofar letzkoyet kilos mitzvah. It's on the tzad that you do blow shofar on Shabbos, maybe in the base of Mikdash it means, where they blow on Shabbos, and you have the shofar on top of the tree, so it's also midirabonon to climb up a tree on Shabbos, you're allowed to tell a goy to go up and get the shofar for you on Shabbos. Since it's only an Issa Rabbonin, and it's a Tzarech HaMitzvah, he shvus the shvus, the Tzarech HaMitzvah is mutter. Or lohovi mayim derech hotzer, so irvu lirchatz boi ha-mitztayr. Or else to bring water, somebody to watch himself, he's mitztayr, that's called a churek atzaz choyle, so you want the guy to go across the street to bring the water for you, that's mutter. V'yesh oisrim, and some sheet to salt even this much is also. Later, the Mechav Paskin's claw, ledva mitzvah, it's mutter, providing its own Issa Rabbonin. So with Issa the Rabbonin, you're allowed to tell a goy to do the melacha for you if it's one of three tzrichim. Either it's a tzarech mitzvah, or else it's a tzarech choyli, you're a little bit sick, you're a little in pain, or else it's a big hefsek godl. V'yayin liyel, simen reishayin vov, t'yesh makilum, there are some shittas that hold, afilu b'melacha diraisa. You can be makel to tell a goy to do a melacha for you, even though it's a melacha diraisa, also a tzarech mitzvah. There is such a shittah like that. But the Meister, the Ramor, already before Paskin Yesh Lahachma Bezer, and he said that's the Iker Adeya, because the other sheet is only Yadat Yechidoi, because the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and Kama Gadel Mishrainim say it's Osir. And the Meister, that's usually done Hogel like that, that you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a Moloch of Yeraisa, even a Tzorech Mitzvah. It's only a Shaila about the Tzorech HaRabim. Some people want to say that the Ksas Kula, the Mokim, Tzorech HaRabim, a Mitzvah, the Rabim, maybe there you could be Mekel, tell a goy to do a Moloch for you on Shabbos. Some people are mekel, some people are machmir. I think Rav Moshe is very machmir not to do it. Right. Vav. Oseh lechashev cheshbonis. What we learn?
You are holding daf kuf nun aleph omer aleph. The Mishnah. Marshichim al hatchum lefakeach al iske kalo v'al iske hames. As machshicha means you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to the tchum of the city. Kidei that right after Shabbos you go outside the tchum to take care of things about iske kalo. Like we had before, you'll have to buy the flowers for the kalo v'al iske hames, or else to go outside the tchum to find an orin or tachrichim for the mes. Like the Mishnah says, lohovi loy, in order that you'll be able to bring back orin v'tachrichim, the orin and the tachrichim for the mace. It's the clothing for the mace. Now, since this is a dvar mitzvah, for dvar mitzvah you're allowed to talk about it. On Shabbos you're allowed to talk about doing these things. So since, like we had before in Abba Shoyl, since you're allowed to talk about these things, who are then you're allowed to walk to the tchum, or to the end of the tchum on Shabbos, to be there ready so that after Shabbos you go fast outside the tchum to bring back these things of Tzorchei Kal and Tzorchei Hames. Right, the Mishnah. Nochri Shehevi Chalilin b'Shabbos. A goy that brought a chalil, that's like a flute, on Shabbos. So the chur where the goy is doing a malacha for a yid, he's bringing the flute on Shabbos, is Lo Yispoid Bohen Yisrael. Or Yisrael is not allowed to use it for the Hespedim. It's the Mol of Gemara's times, they used to Bishas Hesped play music, Kedei to make the people cry, to warm them up. Like that's the Indian of a Hesped, he falls to cry for the mace. So they used to play music, so the Goy brought the flute, so that the Yidden could use it to play music for the Hesped. So Locher is Lo Yispoid Bohen Yisrael. Or Yisrael is not allowed to use it. Eliim came bo mimokim korv. Unless we know for sure that the goy brought it within the tchum on Shabbos. In other words, the goy had this flute in his house and he lived within the tchum. So by him bringing it to us on Shabbos, he did not do a malacha for us. Therefore, we are allowed to use it. But if the goy brought it from chutz l'tchum on Shabbos, from outside the tchum of the city, a place where we are not allowed to go, so then it's considered we're having hanor from the goy's malacha, so we're not allowed to use the flute. Shrashi says the chiddush here. Rashi learns lo yispod behen Yisrael. Rashi learns lo ilam, forever. You're never allowed to use this flute. Rashi knasu, it's a knas mishum de mucha milsa shebeshvilei huvo. This is also called mucha milsa. We see clearly it was brought for the purpose of a Yisrael. Why? The enderech lahavi chalilin ele beshvil meis, that the goyim don't use a chalil for their meisim.
So therefore, the guy brought it, his zecher brought it for Yisrael to use it. So since he brought it for Yisrael as a kenas, we should not use it loylem. But that's only if the guy brought it from chutz l'tchum. But if the guy had it inside the tchum and he just brought it from his house to our house on Shabbos, then it's mutter to use, because it's not called having hanor for the malacha being done on Shabbos. So Tosis says to Kasha, Elim came bovim makom koriv. Tosis says, Tamil Rebbe, Mama hanisha bovim makom koriv, haloi heviyam derech v'shus rabim. But I call upon him, the guy carried it through v'shus rabim. Umali yoren v'kever shenasa v'shabbos, mali chalilim shuvu derech v'shus rabim. Like, what's different? Just like we're not allowed to have hanor if the guy brings the oren, or he brings the kever, if he digs the kever for us, so then we shouldn't be allowed to have hanor from this malacha that the guy carried through Rishus Rabban the Chalil to us. So Taisa says the Teretz v'yeshleima tehevim imokim korev lemahani kokach avosli. Now, since the guy the Chalil was inside the tchum on Shabbos, the fact he brought it to us is not considered for having so much hanor from the malacha. Like it's true, he did a malach, he carried through the Shus Rabin, but we could have went to his house. Since it's in the Chum, we could have went there. It's not considered for having Hanor for the Malach HaShabbos. That's Taisus Yisoid. A stand from Hoytso alone is not considered for having Hanor. As if we brought it from Chutz L'Tchum, we couldn't have had it B'chlal on Shabbos. That's called having Hanor. But Kozman was in the Tchum at the beginning of Shabbos, just he delivers it to our house. That's not considered for having Hanor from it. So again, a little bit, if the mailman brings letters to us, so be the letters were inside the Tchum Shabbos, like the mail reached the post office before the beginning of Shabbos, the guy brings it to us on Shabbos, we're allowed to have Hanor from the mail. Weiter, so the Mishnah. Osu loy oron, let's say a guy made on Shabbos an oron, the coffin, v'chofru loy kever, and he dug a grave on Shabbos, ez yikfa bo Yisrael. We're allowed to use it, Yisrael could use it after Shabbos. And this is avada providing, like Rashi says, osloyorin bishvil nochri olimcher. The guy either made the coffin or the kever for himself, or else he made it amanas to sell it. So since he didn't make it for the purpose of a Yisrael, later after Shabbos we're allowed to use it. It's not called the guy did a malacha for a Yisrael. Ozati mishne v'yim bishvil Yisrael, but if the guy built the coffin or dug the grave bishvil Yisrael, that a Yisrael should be able to use it, here the Mishnah says, lo yikover boy olomis. You're not allowed to use it loylem word. Not only b'chtei shiyasu after Shabbos can't you use it, but here it's a kenas loylem, you can't use it. And we'll see in the Gemara why here they're more machmer than other malachas on Shabbos. Usually, if a guy does a malacha for us on Shabbos, there's a loch we can't have enough from it. Moitzoy Shabbos b'chtei shiyasu. That means we have to wait until a period of time that we could do that malacha now moitzoy Shabbos. Let's say you have to warm up a bath. If the guy warms it up for us on Shabbos, so Mitzvah Shabbos, we have to wait a half an hour until it takes us to warm up the bath. But after the half an hour, we're allowed to use the bath. Here at the Mishnah says it's also Olamis. You can't use this kever or this coffin Loilam Vuret. So we'll see in the Gemara why. So at the Gemara, Mai Mimakim Korv. What does it mean that a guy brought it from a Makim Korv, then it's Mutter? Rav Oma Mimakim Korv Mamish. Rav learns that we have to know Vadai, the guy brought the Chalil, the flute, from a Makim Korv. So Rashi learns Kolemar, Sheyadu alonu birur hadover demimokam korav bo. We know 100% that the guy was living within in the tchum. Sherinu shayva beiso, that we see, we knew that the Khalil was in his house at the beginning of Shabbos. So then, when he brings it to us on Shabbos, it's not called having hanor from it being brought chutz l'tchum. Therefore, we're allowed to use it. That's not Rav. But Mashmir Rav is saying, we're actually learning, if it would be a suffix, if it wouldn't be Vadi, it'd just be a suffix to us, then it'd be Osir. Ushmul Lama no chayshinon shema chutz l'tchum lonu. Shmuel said, it's a chashash. Rashi learns, Shmul Lama chayshinon shema chutz l'tchum lonu. Rashi says, afilu hevi mechutz l'ir. Even if he brings it from outside the city, on l'utelen lahatir, still we could go l'kula. The Yomim will say, Shema v'toycha tchum lonu. Maybe it was in the tchum at the beginning of Shabbos. Mela v'soyftim ben l'moitzoy Shabbos. We're allowed to use this chalil to say the hesped with it, moitzoy Shabbos. Miyad, right away. Ayit says, Loshin chashinun. Rashi says, v'chashinun nam yamin l'kula. Sometimes the word chashin also goes l'kula, will be makel. Yeah. So that's why Rashi is learning. That Shmuel says, chashinun means, with a suffix, we could also be makel. Shmuel sang faket. It's only osur when we know vada 100% it came from outside the tchum. That's when it's osur.
But if we have a suffix where it came from, then we could be mekel, and we're allowed to use it right away after on Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Mara Deikah Masnitz and Kavosu de Shmuel. Our Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel. So Ktani, the Mishnah says, also loy orin, if a guy made a coffin, for a chofa loy kever, or the guy dug a grave, is yikova by Yisrael. But Yisrael is allowed to use it right after Shabbos. Why? Alma misveika shari. It says the guy made it stam. We don't know for who he made it. So since we don't know for sure he made it for Yisrael, minastam it's mutter. So it's a raya to Shmuel. The minastam will make it. So the Marhochi Nami in the Yerusha also by the Chalil misveika shari. If we're not sure that he brought the Chalil from outside the Tchum, and not we could be mekel. It's only us if we know vaday he brought it from Chutz Tchum. This is the way Rashi learns. Halacha though we learn different shot in the Gemara. And halacha is that we're choshin that any time we have a suffix, if it came from Chutz Tchum or not, it's aser. Forget it's only mutter if it was vaday in the Tchum at the beginning of Shabbos. So the more vayte v'tani kavosi the Rav. I'll bring you Ryan now according to Rav. There's a din we had before. Ir she Yisrael v'nochrim dorim bo. You have a city that in this city there are Yidden Jews and there are goyim living there. For hoysa bo merchat hamrachetzes b'shabbes. And there was a bathhouse there that the goyim used to heat up the water on Shabbos. That the goyim used to come in to wash themselves on Shabbos. Now. Imroiv Nochrim, if rove people that use this bathhouse throughout the whole week is Goyim, so then we say when they warmed up the water on Shabbos, who do they warm it up for? Mosbosa the Roiv, which is Goyim, so they warmed it up for Goyim. Therefore, the Erev, right after Shabbos, Rechitz Bo Miyat, or Yisrael is allowed to use it and take a bath right away, right after Shabbos. What about Imroiv Yisrael? What about rove people that use this bathhouse throughout the week? Are Yisraelim? So then we say when the guy heated it up on Shabbos, Mistam he heated it up, l'shem the Yisraelim should use it, is then Yamtim HaKadei SheYichmu Chamin. You have to wait on Mitzvah Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the water. You can't have Hanor from the Melacha that was done for a Jew. Therefore at Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to wait a half an hour or the hour, as long as it would take you to start warming it up on Mitzvah Shabbos and it'll get hot. Yeah. What about Machtza Machtza? There are 50% that use it are Yidden and 50% that use it are Goyim. Is the halacha osur? Then it's osur v'yamtim. You have to wait akadeshi yichmu chamin until you heat up the hot water at Mitzvah Shabbos. How long it will take you to heat it up Mitzvah Shabbos? So chur, this is a raya to Rav that machsa machsa chur is a sofik. The Goyim do it for 50. There are 50% people that use the bath are Yidden. 50% use it are Goyim. So it's a sofik for who the goy the attendant made it for. So in our suffix also it's also there's a riot to Rav. If we have a suffix, if a guy did a malacha for Yisrael or not, it's also to have enough on that malacha until the Chtei Sheyachtu. You have to wait Mitzvah Shabbos until enough time that we can do the malacha then. So it's a riot to Rav. So the Mara of Yehuda Roimer, V'yambatio kitana, im yesh bo rishus roichetz bo miyad. In the case we have a small bathhouse, like a small bath, then if there's a rishus, we'll soon see what that means, if the king or the prince uses it, is rechetz bo miyad. Then Yisrael is allowed to use this bathhouse right after Shabbos miyad. So tomorrow my rishus, what does that mean if there's a rishus there? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Berei the Rav Yehuda. Im yesh po odom choshuv, if there's an odom choshuv there, a very important person, sheyesh loy asora avodim, said he has 10 avodim, he has 10 servants, shemechamim min loy, that the 10 servants, each one heats up yud kumin, 10 like big pitchers, 10 big barrels of water. Bavasachas, at one time they could heat it up. Biyambatya kitana, in a small bathhouse, is melo muta lirchatz bo miyad. You're allowed to take a bath right away. So Rashi learns the pshat is that since he has 10 servants with him, that even if he comes on Mitzvah Shabbos, to heat it up right away. So we have a right to be told that this water was heated up on Mitzvah Shabbos after Shabbos. We don't have to say it was heated up on Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutter. Yes, so the of Shan and Yehuda is that's a din clear. Like we could be told, like Lechura is like Shmuel, we're going to Kula. That was saying since it's possible that this Resha, this important person, came right after Shabbos and his ten avodim heated up the small bath right after Shabbos. Therefore, Yisrael was allowed to use it. It's even though we're not 100% sure it was done this way, but since it's possible it was done this way, it's also muta, you could go lakula. So the more of it. Also loy orin v'chofru loy kever. if a goy made a coffin, or else the goy dug the grave on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says if he did it stam, it's mutter. But if he did it for the Yisrael, then the Mishnah says it's lo yikove bo yalomish. You're not allowed to use it lo yalom vod. You can never use it. So Gemara says, amai. So first you learn the Gemara, why is it also on the Sefer? This is what some Rishonim learn. Why is it also lo yalom? Hochi na miyamtem mechtei sheyasel. The Chur should only be osur mechtei sheyasel. If the guy made the coffin on Shabbos, so good, mitzvah Shabbos, you should wait. Don't use it for an hour, 2 or 3 hours, as long as it takes you to make the coffin. But once you waited that time, why can't you have enough on the malacha? Is why is this different than any time a guy does a malacha for us? That it's only us, b'chtei sheyasu. And the Gemara ama'ula bo'aymed v'yasartya. We're talking about where the guy dug the coffin, dug the grave in a rishus rabim. In other words, it was done for Hesia. Everybody saw that it was done on Shabbos for Yisrael. So since it's a dover b'fahesiyam, therefore it's also to use it loylam vod. You can never have enough from it. So the Maratenach kever, that's good when he dug the grave, that was done b'fahesiyam. Everybody saw it, so the Rabbanan made a kanas, it's not nice, it's like a genai, if Yisrael would use this grave. For the Gemara b'orin, ma'ikal meimer, what can you say about the orin, about the coffin? How was that done b'fahesiyam? So the Gemara Amar Abavua, the mutal al kivroi. Also, it's talking about when he's making this coffin on top of the grave. So since the grave is being dug in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, everybody sees the guy doing it on Shabbos. Who are then everybody sees the way the guy is making this coffin on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also for Yisrael to have anor from it loylam vo'et. But Rashi learns the Gemara a little bit different. Rashi learns faket. The Gemara is going upon the Reisha. That the Reisha says that if the guy does it stam, it's mutter to use it. At the Gemara, why is it mutter? Why isn't it also b'chtei sheyasu? So the Gemara answers, it was done by Rosh Hashanah as a pshat. Then we know 100% the coffin, the grave was dug for a goy, because the Yisrael does not bury himself, doesn't use a kever in b'sartia in Rosh Hashanah. So since the goy was digging the grave Rosh Hashanah, it's muchach. He was vade doing it for himself. That's why it's mutter. And that the Gemara asks, is good the kever? What about the urine? So Marius is also talking about when he made the urn on top of his grave, so also it's muchach, we see he's doing it for himself. So later, if he changes his mind and sells it to Yisrael, that's the ratio of the Mishnah, you're allowed to use it. But Allah has brought down, like the first part we learned, that here it's also loylam, because since it was done the fahesia, it's also to have a no from it loylam word. So at the Mishnah weiter. Oisin kol tzorchei hames. Hey, so on Shabbos, you're allowed to take care of a mace. On Shabbos, a Yiddish mace, you're allowed to take care of him. What are you allowed to do? Sochin, you could rub him with oil. Or madichin oisai, you could wash him with water. Avol bavach lo yizas boy ever. You're not allowed to move any part of his body. The Rashi says shalo yagbia lo yodo, you shouldn't pick up his hands or raglo or his feet or risi enov. Move the mace's eye. But the pshat is a mace on Shabbos is muksa. And the halacha of muksa is you're not allowed to move it. You're not allowed to be metalto muksa. Mashenken, just touching nigiya is mutter b'muksa. So therefore, just to pour oil over him and rub him, it's only called you're touching the mace. You're not moving him. That's mutter. You're allowed to wash him if you don't move him. Mashenken, to pick up his hands or put down his hands, that's also, that's called you're moving the mace. It's also as muksa. So the Mishnah, Shoimtin es hakar mitachtav. You're allowed, if the mace and he's lying, his head is on top of the pillow, you're allowed to pull out the pillow underneath him. Hey, shoimtin es hakar mitachtav. You're allowed to pull out the pillow under his hands, under his head. Umatilu noisoy alachil. And you're allowed to put him onto the ground, onto the dirt. Pishvil shoyamtim. Pishvil shoyamtim means,